Welcome to Gilded Garbage Can, the podcast dedicated to defogging the image that is San Francisco. Thank you for tuning in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Breaker, and everywhere else fine podcasts are available. Listener shout out this episode goes to all of you, the loyal listeners of this show. I greatly appreciate your support, your comments, and for telling those in your circles about Gilded Garbage Can. Listenership is up threefold from where it started in 2020, and that's because of you. The new year is upon us, so why not treat yourself to some nifty goods from the Gilded Garbage Can store? Head over to Zazzle.com and search for Gilded Garbage Can. You'll find a complete array of GGC-branded merchandise, t-shirts, notebooks, mouse pads, a wall clock, and a whole lot more. Start your year off by sporting our swag and showing off to your friends. Every purchase directly supports this show. Again, visit Zazzle.com and search for Gilded Garbage Can. It's finally over. 2020, that is. Happy New Year to all of you. I hope your year ahead is a million times better than the one we leave behind. All indications are it will be. After all, how could it be any worse? Let's start the new year by doing a review of the old one, Gilded Garbage Can style, as I take us back through the topics covered in 2020. Here we go. We started the year by suggesting some resolutions for our city officials, which I suspect they didn't keep. There were 10 of them, but among my favorites were, and I quote, 1. Take a walk around SoMa, especially 6th Street, at night. Apply some camphor just under the nose before exploring the area. You'll thank me later. 2. Ride Muni, any line, but make sure it's at a busy time. Experience the joy of the digital arrival signs that are usually wrong. Envelop yourself in the fragrance that is the back of most buses. Witness drivers who are too afraid to enforce the rules. 3. After your bus ride, get in the car and drive down any street that has a dedicated bus lane so you too can experience the efficacy of your urban planning. I know you read a book that discussed these transportation marvels, but you failed to understand that they only work in real cities with good public transit. 4. Spend a day walking without looking down and count the number of times you step in human waste. Now, because of the extenuating circumstances surrounding 2020, I realize the other 6 were probably not even feasible, so I'll hold on to them and cover at the appropriate time later this year. Then there was one we threw out to the public that sadly didn't happen, namely, at election time, read down the list of incumbents running for their supervisor seat and commit to helping them land new jobs. Our next episode, entitled The Streets of San Francisco, covered a gamut of subjects including Van Ness Pork, potholes, bike lanes, and roundabouts, a popular subject on this show. We will surely cover these matters again in 2021, as no progress has happened with any of them. In Bikes and Bike Lanes Everywhere, we discuss that no matter what city planners do and wish for, San Francisco will never be Copenhagen. Finish What You Start, SF was an ode to Park Presidio Boulevard and the intrepid schedulers who ensured that the work, which could have been wrapped up in a matter of a few weeks, extended into months because clearly all contracts with the city are payable by the day and the kickbacks need to stretch out for as long as possible. In the Great Wind Chime debate, we took our first look at Nextdoor, an app that reveals so much about the NIMBY, virtue-signaling, avocado toast-eating crowd that calls the city home. This episode would not be the last time we discuss topics being raised on Nextdoor. These were some of the most enlightening episodes all year. We talked about the Department of Public Works in a News Potpourri episode, specifically calling out the agency for painting over lovely murals so we would think they were doing something, all the while ignoring the real filth that is an all-too-common sight in the gilded garbage can we know as San Francisco. In an episode called In Their Own Words, we curated some unbelievable content from Nextdoor and revealed that in San Francisco, we have a lot of Karens and Kens. In Details, 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 we exposed city parking meters and the ineptitude of the people who program them. Ahead of the election, we offered listeners a guide to SF's political parties in an episode by the same name. We talked about the six parties that comprise city politics: NIMBYs, Do-Nothings, Munificence, Deniers, Old Guard, and Dreamers. By the way, the municipal election of 2020 changed nothing, but naturally, in San Francisco, voters are kind of stuck in their lane and typically only vote in their own self-interest, even though they would have you believe they are community-minded. On a lighter note, we talked about real garbage cans in our New Garbage Cans Coming to the Gilded Garbage Can episode. That was the most listened to episode of the year. Our final episode of 2020 took us back to Nextdoor, where we discovered that many in San Francisco have this keen sense of the obvious that is simply astounding. We also pondered what we'd put in a time capsule, but never really finished that because we knew it would take the Department of Public Works 50 years to bury it, which kind of defeats the purpose and surprise of a time capsule. So that's the year that was 2020, GGC style. All of it, all that content is still available for your listening pleasure on gildedgarbagecan.com, where I'd love it if you'd leave a comment. Make it your resolution to check us out on Instagram. Search for and follow Gilded Garbage Can, all one word, for those images that are worth a thousand words. Never miss an episode. Subscribe to Gilded Garbage Can on Apple Podcasts to get new episodes as they become available. Until next time.